Morning. I'd like to call the January 13, 2011 City of Daytona Beach Code Enforcement Meeting to order, please. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Ms. Hines?
Here.
Mr. Bourne?
Here.
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mr. Smart?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
And Mr. Stevens?
Here. I'd like to ask members of city staff to come forward and please be sworn.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony about to provide, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Before we get started with the cases, just for your information, members of the audience, we have a matter of business that we need to take care of. As a board, we need to review and discuss our bylaws, rules, and regulations, after which time we will have an election and then we'll begin the discussion of our cases. But before doing so, is there any member of the board who would like to disclose any ex parte communication? Okay, thanks.
Mr. Chairman, there's some people in the audience that seem to have a hard time hearing you.
Like Barbara just turned it up.
How's that? Good. Sorry about that. I'm soft-spoken, but I don't know what to do. Did all members of the board have the opportunity to review the resolution number 08-310, which is a resolution approving amendments to the Code Enforcement Board rules and regulations? Just for the record, I didn't notice the language that I discussed previously whereby it limits the chairman to serve two consecutive years before changes in order. Tony, did you notice that at all?
I didn't see you, Tony, but you noticed it.
It was in previous bylaws, but I didn't see it in this document.
I didn't see it either, so.
I just thought if we wanted to make it clear, we would make a motion, we have no objection. I didn't see it either.
I agree.
Is there a previous rule that might have said that?
I thought there was, but I don't think it's the most recent one that's been here.
I believe it was in the bylaws previously, and I noticed it somewhere. When I read the bylaws previously, I did notice that clause.
It's in some of the board bylaws where you can only serve two successive terms, but if we don't have that in our bylaws, we can make our own rule for this particular board that we have no problem with the chairman succeeding himself. We don't need to change the bylaws. We can just do it as a motion, I would think.
Would you like to make a motion, Mr. Harrington?
Yes, I move that in terms of the current board, that we approve of the current chairman succeeding himself for another two-year term.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Harrington and a second by Ms. Himes. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Now we have to nominate you.
Okay. Are there any nominations for a chairman?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Mr. Larry Stevens for our chair.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Bourne. So are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Or first of all, are there any other nominations?
I move that we close the nominations.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Brown. Second by Ms. Himes. All those in favor of Mr. Brown's nomination for me as chairman, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes or aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Thank you all. I appreciate your confidence that you've shown in me. Hopefully I can serve you well.
Do we need a nomination now for vice president?
Do we need to?
Well, we recently did Mr. Brown.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was, I mean, it's been...
Well, he replaced someone. Did that person expire?
Probably, it would be a good idea.
Chair would entertain a motion or nominations for a vice chairman.
I recommend Mr. Rico Brown.
I'll second.
A motion by Mrs. Himes, second by Mr. Barnes. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. I guess we need to vote, take an official vote. All those in favor of nominating Mr. Rico Brown as vice chairman, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for your vote of confidence.
Will all members of the board have the opportunity to review the November 11, 2010 and December 9, 2010 meeting minutes?
Yes.
Are there any amendments, changes, corrections, etc.? Chair would entertain a motion approving those minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown. I believe Mr. Barnes puts a second. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Are there any members of council present who will be representing respondents today?
December. Mr. Chair, December.
There's 2 months worth of minutes in December as well.
I move acceptance of the December 9th minutes.
I have a motion by Mr. Harrington, second by Mrs. Himes. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Keating, would you like to come forward? What case will you be speaking?
There are two cases where I'm the party. I understand that there's an affidavit of compliance that's been filed in both cases.
Mm-hmm. And what is the first case number?
5 and 6. Bottom of page 2.
Case number 5, according to the record, is in compliance. That's case number CEB 1110187, Peter and Gail Keating. It's in compliance as of January 5th, 2011. Case number 6, CEB 1110188, Peter Keating. Property address is 510 North Halifax Avenue. Is also in compliance as of January 5th, 2011. Is there anything you needed to add, Mr. King?
Nothing, Your
Honor. Okay, thank you.
Have a good morning.
Case number 1, CEB 031051, is in compliance as of January 6, 2011.
Congratulations on your reappointments, gentlemen.
Thank you. Case number 2, CEB 0910161, Eddie's of Volusia Incorporated.
Mr. Stevens. Just 1 second, please. It is in compliance, but I wanted to, because of the issues that we've gone through with that particular one, and after a year and a half of work, wanted you guys to be able to see the end result of your efforts.
Which case?
Number 1.
Okay. Going back to case number 1, CEB 031051, Kahanan Incorporated. Again, it's in compliance, but the inspector would like to make some comments.
I hope it works. And I'd also like to thank the board for your efforts in maintaining the responsibility for this one. And I know I came up to the board with a lot of doom and gloom thoughts, but during the process of this, during the construction, this thing, if we would have had more water, this other side of the wall would have fallen. Is it okay, Barb?
No, IT's coming.
Okay. Well, anyway, it is done. It looks very nice.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks for your effort, Steve. Case number 2 is CEB 0910161, Eddie's of Volusia Incorporated, 557 Park Drive. Mr. Respondent here. Morning, Dan.
Morning.
Happy New Year.
How you doing? The property is still in non-compliance. No contact from the owners, and like to get a $25 a day fine and cap that $15,000.
Okay. Um,
I would like to so move.
Chair would entertain a, well, if I may. Chair would entertain a motion imposing a fine of $25 per day, effective immediately or effective today, January 13, 2011, until compliance is achieved, set maxing that fine up to $15,000 per request of the inspector.
So moved.
We have a motion by Mr. Boren, second by Mr. Brown. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dana.
That's a $15,000 max?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Case number 3, CEB 0910175, is in compliance as of January 5th, 2011. Case number 4, CEB 1010184919 North Grandview LLC. Property address is 919 North Grandview Avenue. Mr. Respondent here. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Could you state your names, please, in the microphone?
Rick Waters.
Rick Waters.
Are you identified, sir?
Yes, Jim Ford.
You would raise your hand if you have a testimony about to provide the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Gentlemen, can you tell us your position with the organization or how you're related to the case?
Yeah, I work for the owner of the property.
Okay.
Manage the day-to-day on the property.
Before you proceed, let us hear from the inspector first.
Okay.
Yes, the structure has been it was opened up back in, let's see here, 7/15/10. It's in a historical district. It is deteriorating drastically. We have come to the point of an imposition of a fine. At this point, we found that it's in a historical district. There's a couple of options that have been that have come up. It is potentially a demolition. But during the because of its historical district structure, it's going to have to go through the historical approval. And they have also come up with another option. But at this point, we're going to need to track it and make sure that they follow through and get it secure. I also talked to the property manager. It will be obtaining a site arrest designation here very shortly, and we've been talking about securing it with a fence once the permit is in place, whichever direction they go. So I'll let them explain their plans.
Okay. Let me say a few things.
Sure.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Jim Ford, and thank you for letting me speak. I'm considering purchasing the property now, and I'll just give you a little of my background if it's okay. I've been in Central Florida resident since 1974. I'm also a Volusia owner of property since 1980. I love Daytona and New Smyrna Beach, and I live in Winter Park, and I live in a 1926 home that I restored. And my background was I'm an award-winning home builder, remodeler. I also am a waterproofer, sandblaster. I worked with the tools in 1974, and I worked my way up, and I purchased some property. Just a few days ago, a friend of Richard's, that's a very good friend of mine, said they had a problem, and I'm just aware of it. And I came over here to try to help them to work with the property. And what I found out is Richard is overwhelmed. He doesn't have the experience. I worked with the tools, grew up. It's kind of difficult. Even I make mistakes. 4 years ago, I gave somebody a big deposit, and they took off, and I got an arrest warrant. They just arrested him last month. So I can see how he has these problems, and he just don't know how to address them. So basically what Richard's asking for, can he have a 90-day extension to work with this, and I'm willing to buy the property. But I need to make sure I can do my due diligence. I crawled under the house the other day and looking at it, and it needs repair work, and I know the repair that he's talking about. The rest of the house is in really good shape from my past experience, working with the tools and doing the work. And I came around the neighborhood here, and What I really like about Daytona is the beautiful old homes, the way they look. And Richard's so overwhelmed, and he's thinking about tearing it down. I said, you can't do that. It's a beautiful property. I saw pictures of it. It kind of breaks my heart. This is what Florida's all about, our old Florida. And right now what they're doing is, you know, tearing buildings down all over along the beach. So I need your help with this, and if you would please help me work with Richard on this and give us a 90-day extension. Thank you, sir, very much for hearing me and listening to me. Appreciate
Ford,
it.
I have a question of you.
Yes.
Go ahead, Ms. Hines.
Yeah. I wanted to know what you're asking for 90 days. Could this be corrected in 90 days?
Yes, I feel that it could be corrected in 90 days, no doubt in my mind. I also talked to the code enforcement officer who's very reasonable, and it was a pleasure to talk to him. And I would also give him my cell phone right now, personally, and my home number, and my office number. And I understand the problem I have is with some of my tenants, and I started getting into some retail, is people ignore me. It just drives me crazy. So, and he's been very patient, and we appreciate it.
Where are the structural problems exactly?
Well, it seems to me on the left-hand side where I looked, it's one little area where the cars come through. It seems like it was damaged in the past, and it's buckling out. And I can walk around and show you some properties here that have similar to the same from the street. As I drove around, I saw about five of them. And I crawled on the other side of the house I can get in. I was dressed up. I wasn't prepared. And I looked in. There was some rot area, too, that could be repaired, and the stucco could be repaired. This house can be saved.
What's the age?
From eyeballing it.
What year was it built in?
I guess what year?
I believe 1923.
Oh, it's just
it
a beautiful
on
building.
On the register or not?
No, it's not
on the register.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Is the home occupied currently?
No, it's not.
Yeah, that was my next question.
Is it a single-family residence?
No, it's not.
It's multi-family?
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Ford, you do understand if we allow you to 90 days and you bring it back to its beauty, as you say, and I have no doubt that you probably can, if you're going to use it as a multi-family residence, you'll be required by city code as well to secure an occupational license.
Okay. Thank you for telling me that.
Just for FYI, I wanted to share that with you.
Yeah.
Is the property secured?
It is. It's locked up and secured. Depends on if you mean.
I think just to city standards. Question. Yeah, that's
it, it's not boarded up, but it's locked up and it's closed and everything. And I thought a good idea would be put a construction fence, temporary one, close in, neat, just so nobody would go near the property. And I think that might help the city, and I can understand what they're worried about.
Tony.
Yes, the 90-day period you're asking for, is that was just speculating for completely renovating it or just for completing the due diligence?
No. That's completely renovating. Except I run into, you know, additional problems when I repair it. I might need some, but I'll be working on it.
What's the time period that you anticipate completing the due diligence?
I figure 2 weeks minimum.
2 weeks minimum or maximum?
Minimum. Maximum 30 days. I'd like to close within 30 days. Maybe sooner on or before.
I was going to ask before.
Yeah. I have people lined up to come over right away, an engineer to look at it. So I did take some action. I emailed, because it's on record here, some photos that they had over there, and I took some photos.
Questions for Steve. What is your perception of a 90-day extension on this?
Well, with a professional that has the tools and expertise, it's very doable. This structure is huge. It's right in the middle of our older area, and it does definitely have some value to the history of Florida.
See, that's the beautiful building.
And looking at it from the front, you'd think this thing was immaculate, but I believe that there was had to have been some sort of interior damage leaking down the walls that created it. Numerous other less than professional repairs that have been going on, covering walls, and then covering more walls, and pretty soon the stuff that was originally covered is completely deteriorated. But it looks like it is confined to that area on the south, maybe a section with a little allowance for more deterioration of about 20 feet, 20 feet horizontally, and maybe up to 8 feet vertically, I'm not sure. That's not going to be able to be seen until all the remaining stucco is removed. But yes, it is definitely a repairable structure. And I'd rather see it repaired than demoed. That's right. We don't need another empty house, but this one definitely needs to be. It is secured as far as windows and doors, but we definitely need to secure the site more. That stucco, as you can see by the layers, is not much different than the cantilevered overhangs on some of our resorts where concrete hit people in the head. That stuff could fall off and injure someone, so that's going to be a prerequisite to the process as well. And the site arrest.
Steve, do you think the city can process this quickly enough that Mr. Ford, if he acquires the property, can have it done within the 90 days considering
yes.
the permitting process?
If he doesn't go for the demo, I believe it can be, because the demolition is actually going to be more time restrictive based on the going through the historical district mm-hmm. boards and all that kind of stuff. To get a simple repair for this with Mr. Criswell, he could probably get that repair permit pulled in an hour. Mm-hmm. The process of obtaining equipment and people, that would be up to his expertise, but I believe he can do it.
Mr. Ford, I'm believing that you're probably going to use all license and insurance contractors.
Yes, I am. And, you know, it really broke my heart when he said he wanted a demolition. And I said, are you crazy? You know, because it's historical in the community. And I appreciate your time and energy here, and I know how you can get frustrated. And also, being a code enforcement, I couldn't have that job. They frustrate me. So thank you so much, you know, for listening to me, being kind. I feel that I can, sir.
Okay. Steve, do you believe that it is the city's position then to allow the 90 days?
Yes, but I would definitely like to be maintained in the loop, and it wouldn't
yes.
hurt to have them come here because of the longevity and the issue of this particular structure with police and the background of it. I'd definitely like to see some progress reports monthly just to make sure that we don't get into the same thing as that concrete wall.
Would a fine certain be appropriate after
yeah.
90 days?
Yes, I believe so.
At what amount?
$100 a day. It was what I came in here because we were going to do the imposition of a fine today. So, yes, I'd stick with the same thing.
What I just
when
asked.
Back in 30 days and they're making progress on, I'm not sure whether they're still doing fine. That's the way to do it. 9 days ahead of time.
Can you work with me in 60 days, if you would, please?
What I was asking, Mr. Ford, was after 90 days, would we impose a fine if it's not done, but then you would still have the opportunity to come back and update us and those types
yes.
of things. We can always change it. But Mr. Sino just suggested that we look at it in 30 days and see what your progress is, and maybe at that time entertain a fine certain. So we haven't actually imposed
a
fine.
I have a new owner right now, so he can yeah. try to purchase it. So
that's
a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But no one knows why 90 days nothing happens.
Right, and that's why I was thinking of the fine certain, but your idea is appropriate. I mean, we'll know it within 30 days if he's acquired the property.
Right. That's why I was going to update.
Progress.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. That's why I was going to update him monthly that he requested. I like
people
to update people.
About it. You come back in 90 days and nothing's happened. We're not buying the property. It's too late. And then we're sitting and sitting for 90 days.
Steve, would you be amenable, or the city be amenable to maybe entertaining what Mr. Sino just suggested? Maybe in 30 days we get a progress report. And at that time we can entertain, maybe impose and fine certain after the additional 60 days.
Yes.
Okay. How about anyone from the board want to consider that idea as well?
I have a follow on that if I can.
Okay, sure.
The only part about uncertain circumstances, we have one of two things that we anticipate happening.
Mm-hmm.
Either he completes a due diligence, purchase and start mm-hmm. doing the work, or he completes and says, I'm not going to buy this, I found someone's problem for mm-hmm. whatever else. If he doesn't buy it, we're back in a position of demo.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that time period is not going to be an adequate time period.
Okay.
And so we'll be forced to have to
readdress
it.
Okay.
So maybe at least see where he's going first. You know, after maybe the first 30 days, get some assurance that
yeah.
this is something he's into, and then maybe we can fix certainty on the time.
Maybe continue just for 30 days.
Yeah, I don't think he really knows the time period until he really gets a chance.
Yeah.
That's the
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
That's the honest.
We can continue it.
Clarify this for me. You're acting as a contractor now. You're not an owner.
No, I'm going to he's the owner. I'm
he's
acting
the owner.
As the purchaser.
You're
then I'm
a potential purchaser.
Yes, because when he told me he wanted to tear this building down,
sure.
I kind of thought he was a little.
You have no liability for the fine. He does.
He does, yes. Yeah, I'm just trying to be polite and work with him. I believe in win-win. I believe how you get ahead is help people. I came here and I was a problem child. I didn't even graduate high school, and I did quite well. I owned retail stores, and so.
Chair would entertain a motion continuing this case until our February 10, 2011 meeting. And at that time, we can consider imposition of a fine or maybe taking other actions. Is there such a motion?
So moved. Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Borens. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. What we've done, Mr. Ford, is we've continued the case until our February 10th, 2011 meeting. At that time, I believe we would know definitely if you've acquired the property or not, and at that time we'll decide what actions may be necessary.
Thank you for being so understanding and hearing me out, and I really appreciate it, and thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Case number 5, CEB 1110187, Peter and Gail Keating is in compliance, and Mr. Keating is present. In compliance as of January 5th, 2011. Case number 6, CEB 1110188, Peter Keating is in compliance as of January 5th, 2011, and again Mr. Keating was present for that case as well. Case number 7, CEB 1110192, Anna and John Zahn, 221 Blanche Place, is the respondent here. Morning, Tom.
I've got no contact, no progress with them, so just go forward with a fine next month.
You said there was no progress?
No forward. Progress. I left a couple messages, no contact.
Okay. I guess that's all we have to do is just wait until next month and take some type of action.
Yeah, right. Because it's progress report today, not for a fine today.
Right.
Yeah, right. Put it back on the agenda next week. Mm-hmm. Here to impose fine the next meeting.
Right.
Has the respondent been found to be in noncompliance?
Yes.
I don't think we need to do anything with that one. The
pending order is compliance by February 2nd.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Case number 8, CEB 1110197, Tommy Law, 432. Alameda Street, parcel number 391-533-9500-170. It's north of number 436 on Alameda Street.
Good morning. Can you say your name, please?
Tommy Long.
Do you solemnly swear to testimony about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good morning, Mr. Long.
Good morning.
Danny, what can you tell us about it?
I spoke to Mr. Long January 6th, and I did a couple of re-inspections and found that he did secure the property with the orange fencing and also covered the rebar with the caps needed.
Okay.
So no one would get hurt. The only where we're at now is what he's going to need is just the permits. And he found out that he got into more stuff in getting the permits. So he's going to need a little more time. So, with your permission, I'll ask to amend for more time.
How much time, Danny?
I would say probably the most 60 days.
Do you think you can take care of what you need to take
yes,
care
yes,
of that
I
time,
do, yeah.
Mr. Long?
Okay. There's some information I've discovered.
Chair would entertain an order. Excuse me. Chair would entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until.
From today or 60 days from the compliance date?
60 days from today.
Okay.
That will be January, excuse me, March 2nd.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what our current.
Do
you have a current compliance
date
on March 2nd?
Yes.
March 2nd
compliance
date. Yes, compliance
date.
Okay.
So moved.
Okay. That'd be fine.
We have a motion by Mrs. Heim. Is there a second?
Second. We didn't need to. It's already.
Oh, it's there.
That's all right. Yeah, the point is that you already have an order for March 2nd.
Okay.
Okay, so
we're good. So you already don't need
them yet.
Right.
Okay. We've already allowed you until March 2nd in a previous order, Mr. Law, to bring the property into compliance, so you're fine.
Okay.
If you're running any problems or issues, though, please let Mr. Garcia know.
Will do.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Application number 9 is CB1110198, Robert Clark. Property is located at 552 Bellevue Avenue. Is the respondent here?
Danny, was this the case that was before?
Yes, it is. I've been by there a few times, once also with Officer Stenson, and he seems to not be in compliance still.
Any sign of any
order? He's actually gotten a few cars out. He's got them registered. They are in the road now. The only thing he has, he took down the tarp off of the fence, but he has a Cadillac. In one of the pictures, you'll see there's a Cadillac still there. That, I don't know if no, it's not that one, but there's a Cadillac on the grass, this one here. And that's the only one he has to move. And I don't even know if that one's updated. I've left courtesy cards on the door. No contact whatsoever. He's never called for a reinspection. As a matter of fact, I went by there this morning. It's still the same.
And that car was, just to make sure we're covered, that car was listed on the ones he needed to move, right?
Well, I didn't know how many was back.
That's
there.
Right.
There
because
a few. He had the fence covered. And there was,
that's right.
But that I can see, most of the cars moved, and it seems like there's only just that one left.
What's your thought?
I would say a $100 fine. Being that we allowed him more time, he asked for more time until he comes in compliance.
Effective today.
Effective today, I'll be fine.
One-time fine?
No, it's a running fine.
$100 a day?
Yes.
What's the cap?
Well, I mean, he's had plenty of time.
Does it need to be the value of that car, or?
No, I mean, no, there's no cap. I don't know, there has to be a cap, right?
Yeah.
I'd say $15,000.
He doesn't
own that. Owner occupied. $10,000.
Chair would entertain a motion imposing a fine of $100 per day effective today, January 13, 2011, until compliance of the chief with a cap of $10,000.
So moved.
We have a motion by Mrs. Smart. Is there a second? Motion dies for lack of a second. Is there another motion?
I'd like to see the fine no more than $25 a day and a cap of $1,000.
Is that your motion, Mr. Harrington?
I mean, I don't know how far we should go with getting to move that one car.
If I could speak for the inspector, I think I would, just based on history, I think he was just trying to.
Yeah,
I got his attention.
Exactly. I mean, if you want to go 50, I'll go 50, but I think 25 is too low for him, for the situation and the way he lied, stating that there was no cars back then, then the truth came out, and then after that he asked for more time, and allowing him more time,
yeah.
And no calls whatsoever.
I'll rescind my motion and make it $50.
Okay. Mr. Harrington, effective today?
Effective today.
Mr. Harrington has a motion imposing a fine of $50 per day effective today, January 13, 2011, until compliance is achieved with a cap of $1,000.
Well,
$10,000.
You can make it $10,000.
Okay, with a cap of $10,000. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Borens. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Okay, motion carries.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Garcia, you did say he has not contacted you and everything.
Correct. That's correct.
He's there because the cars are out on the street.
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah. Just a stubbornness.
There's also, I don't know if it's a spouse, but there's also an email there. That is.
Don't get into that.
It's not that alone.
Case number 10 is CEB1110206, Robert B. Irving Sr., 712 Marion Street. Mr. Respondent here. This one's here for an occupational license and an imposition of a fine.
This one I'm going to amend. There's a hold on it, and he's applied for a permit on December 28th. And he had an inspection on the 17th and failed the inspection by Ed Daffin. So I'm going to give him more time to have that opportunity to have another inspection, correct whatever it is that they asked.
Maybe until February 2nd?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Chair would entertain a motion to amend our previous order and allow the respondent until February 2nd, 2011 to come into compliance, be returned to the board for imposition of a fine of $1,000 per day. Let me change that and say that a one-time administrative fee of $250.
Mr. Harrington?
Mr. Smart has the
second.
Mr. Brown is the second. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 11 is CEB 1210208, Ronald S. Parker, 417 Hillside Avenue. Is the respondent here?
No.
I
would actually like to dismiss this case. We've had a finding of noncompliance. Since then, I have had contact with the owner, and foreclosure proceedings sort of have started before, and so I'd go after the bank.
So you're just withdrawing?
Yeah, well, it's dismissing it.
Dismissing, okay.
Yeah. Because we've had a finding of noncompliance before.
Did you say we do need to do it?
Yeah, because it's your case.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion based on the inspector's opinion and comments that we dismiss case number 11.
So moved.
Second. Ms. Hines, the motion. And Mr. Brown?
Second.
Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 12, CEB 1210210, the BRSA Incorporated, or Versan, is in compliance as of December 2nd, 2010.
22nd.
December 22nd, 2010. Tongue tied today. Case number 13 is CEB 1210. Got to get together. Case number 13 again is CEB 1210219, Mandrake Daytona Corporation. The property is located at 120 Morris Road. Mr. Respondent here. What can you tell us, Dan?
This property is in non-compliance for the occupation license. Suzette Meeks has made several calls to contact the owner, left several messages, and no calls returned. I'm asking for a one-time fine of $250.
Chair would entertain a motion imposing a one-time $250 administrative fee. Is there such a motion?
So moved. Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Borns. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 14 is CEB 1210220, Daniel Derlich, 232 South Seneca Boulevard. Has the respondent here? Okay.
This property, they applied. I haven't had contact with the owner, but they wound up applying late. They applied in December 6th and had an inspection December 17th, 2010, and failed the inspection by a DAFN. And I'd like to amend to allow him another chance for another inspection to correct whatever issues he had.
Until February 2nd?
February 2nd.
Chair would entertain a motion to amend a previous order allowing the respondent until February 2nd, 2011 to come into compliance to be returned to the board for imposition of a one-time administrative fee of $250.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Smart, Mr. Motion, Mr. Borns, second. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 15, CEB 1210221, is in compliance as of January 5th, 2011. Before we move on, there are new cases. Does any member of the board need to take maybe a 5-minute break? Or staff? Okay. Moving on to our new cases, beginning with case number 16. It's case number CEB 11101. Stephen C. and is that Kai or Kwai C. New? 329 Euclid Avenue. Is the respondent here? Steve?
This property was found, or this violation was found during a police operations in the North Peninsula Zone. I've never had any contact with the property owner whatsoever. I made verbal contact with the tenant the day that I found it as well, and he said that he would move the car and the trash. The trash was removed, the car was temporarily removed, and then after subsequent re-inspections, more cars showed up. Certified mail was sent. I posted the house with my return letter from the property owners, and then also with the posting for the violation NOV2. I did receive a phone call from the tenant who said that he would apologize. He was out of state because he had an emergency and he would remove the cars. But during this process, there was two postings, no verbal contact from the property owner, and nothing from the tenant until the very last minute. So he is in compliance, but I would like a will find, please.
Where do the owners live?
The owners live, actually, they are addressed at this address.
Okay. They don't actually live there, do they?
No.
So they also need an occupational license, Steve, something you'll probably bring forward to us later?
I sent that, yes, already.
Okay. What was the compliance date?
The compliance date was 10 days from November 5th.
15th.
November
15th. November 15th.
Chair would entertain a motion found the respondent in compliance as of November 15, 2010, and imposing a will fine or considering a will fine up to $5,000 per occurrence or any additional violations.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mrs. Himes. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Good. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign.
Thank you.
Case number 17 is CEB 11102, and that case is in compliance of the January 4th, 2011. Case number 18 is CEB 11103, the Frank and Shelley Dalglish Trust dated 6/11/08, and the property is located at 127 Bridgeport Road. Is the respondent here?
Compliance 111.
Yeah. Wow. Case number 19 is CEB 11104, Ingrid Beltran. Property is located at 309 and 311 Wisteria Road.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Ingrid Beltran.
Yes. Morning, Ms. Beltran. Before you speak, we'd like to hear from the inspector first.
All right. And I will have witnesses on the case.
Okay, great.
Okay. This case is for the property at 309-311 Wisteria. For not having a rental occupation license, dorm living, running a boarding house, and short-term rentals. There have been numerous complaints on this property ever since 2003, that I'm aware of, 2003, could have been before. I originally addressed the rental occupation license on July 6th. I was not able to gain access to the inside of the residence at this time. The owner, Ingrid Beltran, told me that only family lived there. And, of course, I had no way of proving otherwise. On October 26th, a tenant filed a complaint, and I did gain access to the main house. There were approximately 5 to 6 rooms that were able to be rented out individually for $100 or more per week. These particular tenants had lived there for several months, and one tenant was moving out. At the time, they told me there was at least 4 individual rooms being rented out. Since April, there have been 19 calls on record for this property for disputes, battery, theft, etc. The police reports I have indicate the disputes between the tenant and landlord and disputes between the tenants. One particular record dated July 4th, a tenant states she lives at the residence with 4 other people who also pays $100 per week for rent. In the report, Ingrid said and stated to the police officer that she knew she was in violation of the city code, but she was not going to address the issue until she got caught. The tenants have stated to me that they rented this place because they found it on the internet. The one tenant came down from New York. I have located an ad on Craigslist that was advertising rooms for rent for $100 per week with a $100 deposit, and her phone number, 386-675-3415. Of course, I called the number and Ingrid answered. The main thing with this is it's a single-family residence. It needs to remain a single-family residence. She has a brother that lives in the back garage, and it's a main house with a back garage apartment. Her brother lives in the back garage apartment, which is fine as long as family lives there. But Ingrid has to either live in the house and can only have one other person living there. Now, she's not married. It can be her boyfriend, or it can be one tenant. But that's all that's allowed to live in the house. It's been a problem for the neighborhood. There are always drugs are being sold, thefts, police calls, domestic abuses. So I find the case in non-compliance, and I'm asking for the next cutoff to be in compliance.
Okay. Ms. Beltran, do you have any comments?
Yes, sir. I've been living in this town since 1990, okay, and I purchased this property in 1999. Since that time, I've been living there with my family, and I've been harassed with all these people all the time. I'm a religious person that has compassion for other people. I put people in a school. I take people to hospital. I buy the medicine. If they don't have it, I give the food. I give the clothes. I give it whatever I have, whatever I can share with people. But people don't understand that. Do you understand? I've been harassed by my picky neighbors, okay, because I'm a Spanish person with a white man. That's the problem, sir. And I never rent. Where are the people that I rent? It's just my family. It's my parents that they live there sometimes. They come and visit me. The purpose for me to have the house, it was for my family to come and visit me. I don't know what else. I spoke with Ms. Collins, came to my house, and I told her, she came to put a paper on my window. Ms. Collins, she sent me 4 times the same letter. Yes, fine. And she put in my window also the letter. When I saw her, I invite Ms. Collins to come into my house because she didn't believe that I live there. I told her, come inside, Ms. Collins. And I invited her to come to my house and see my house. And she told me that she was busy. She couldn't go inside. That meaning we could resolve that case. And yesterday, Ms. Collins, when you called me, what did you tell me?
I asked you if you were coming to the code board.
Yes. But and you told me that. What else you told me? That everything
would
be okay?
No, I said there would be no fine at this meeting.
Yes, that's right. You told me that it would be no fine. Yes, that's right. But, you know, can you see, when you're Spanish or another other kind, when you live in a picky neighborhood, it's a problem for them and for you because you'll be harassed all the time. That's what happened. People, nobody can come to my house. In all these years, I never made a party. I never made a barbecue.
Ms. Beltran, can you come closer to the mic,
yes,
so we can be sure we get your voice?
You know?
Just bring the mic down to you.
Down.
There you go.
I'm sorry. In all these years, I never made a party in my house. I'm not a party person. I never made a barbecue. I don't know why the people complain about me. You know, it's just my family who lives there. I have compassion for people.
Two questions for you, Ms. Yes. Beltran. One, have you ever rented rooms in this house?
No, sir, no. It's second, just my family who always come to visit me.
The advertisements that Ms. Collins found on Craigslist, are they not truthful if they list your phone number and your address?
No, that's not my phone. That's not
just,
my phone.
Just the phone number.
No, it was advertised with my name. It was not.
Your name, your phone.
Not my name.
Did she? So when she called the number on the, how does it that she got you?
How she can know that's me? I didn't.
Did you have additional witnesses? I'd like to hear from them. Yes, I'd like to hear.
I never met this lady. She is my neighbor, but
okay.
She...
Amy, she's sworn in.
It's too much hate. Too much hate for this lady.
Amanda Guidry.
Yeah. You've been walking all across the
place. Guidry.
Can you try and answer? Mm-hmm.
Yes. You're welcome.
What would you like to tell us, Ms. Guidry?
I do live next to her. I guess I would be the picky neighbor. And for the record, my grandmother is Spanish. So it has absolutely nothing to do with Spanish. We bought our house in 2003. We bought it as a summer home. We came on vacation with our small child. From the moment we've bought our property, there's been so many altercations going on next door at her house. We finally moved into our house the summer of 2007 as a permanent residence, and that's when I've really grasped what was going on over there. It's constant. She just recently, within the week, has moved into that property. Ever since I've owned my house, she has lived in her hair salon in the Winn-Dixie Plaza in Daytona Beach Shores. It's been ongoing, people coming and going. I've literally been sitting on my porch on a Saturday morning drinking coffee and watch people walk up with suitcases, stay for the week, and watch them walk back out. I've had drug dealers come to the house. I've watched people just New Year's Day, leaving with my family to go eat breakfast. We watched a man leave her house, walk two houses down, do a drug exchange. It was completely obvious that that's what was going on in front of my parents, completely embarrassed, and then walk back to the house. I've been in the pool with my children, hearing women scream, bloody murder, stop, stop, stop. Yeah. 10 minutes later, the cops would come. And it's not just me, it's the entire neighborhood who is also here with me. The neighbor across the street, Jeff and Wanda Leilani, wrote a letter for everyone stating their altercations with people who have lived there. It's just constant. It's absolutely constant. Her boyfriend, I hear him over there hollering, screaming. Her own brother has told me that he beats her up. It's her prerogative. If she wants to live with an abuser, that's fine. But when I can hear everything over my fence, my children are witnessing it, it's horrible. It's an absolute nightmare what's going on over there. You know, we live in a nice neighborhood. It's a historic neighborhood. You know, we take pride in our houses, the work we do to our houses. And then there's, you know, someone who is doing this. And it's almost childish that she stood here and has said all of that, that none of this is going on. There's numerous police reports. They come out there so much, it's almost that they're tired of coming out there because they know the story, they know what's going on. It's been from battery, assault, robbery, to people fighting over a beer one time that has led to someone getting beat over the head with a steel pole. It's absolutely insane. So, but this is Jeff and Wanda's letter that they wanted everyone to have.
Thank you.
Because they see it too. You know, I live next door. They live across the street from her.
Tom, are you going to testify as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Beltran, hold on. Please wait until you're recognized.
Yeah.
I just wanted to testify that I did have three other cases, same issues, I did serve her at her, she told me it was her residence, which was the hair salon in the Shores. But everything Ms. Collins verified is truthful. Okay. I had three prior cases, open and closed.
Yeah. Ms. Beltran, we have sworn testimony from an officer that indicated exactly what Ms. Collins said, that you knew you were in violation.
No, I never tell you that I was in violation. I never knew that I was in violation.
The officer has submitted is error?
Excuse me?
Are you saying that the record that the officer has admitted is an error or is false, misleading?
I never say that I was in violation. I never even talk about
it. Ms. Beltran, the question on the floor.
Yeah.
The police officer has submitted a report. Are you stating that report is false?
What report?
She'll show you a copy.
Since 1999, I live in my house with my brother and my family. But can you see, this is a hateful neighbor that okay. lives exactly next door. But she doesn't see herself. She doesn't see herself. She doesn't see her drug prostitution change that they have next door. But she sees me. I'm a clean person. Ask her where she's been working all these years. Her husband was doing all these years.
Excuse me.
No, a business transform.
Who took the picture?
Okay.
Who took the picture?
I would like to take a record of the pictures that you can see that the doors are locked. Tenants come in. This is an open area where they can all congregate. This is a little room off.
In the toilet?
Yes. Let me ask you a question.
Hold
Who
on,
gave
Beltran.
Ms. Collins
Beltran.
The permission to
Beltran.
Go in my
Hold
house?
On.
It
Beltran.
Was me. She had my telephone.
Ms. Beltran.
Yes.
I have permission when a tenant is
no
renting.
No tenant.
Yes, I do.
No tenant. This is my family.
Ms. Beltran, excuse me, but Ms. Collins has the floor. She
yes.
has the mic.
Yes.
When the tenant called and complained, and they are allowed to give me access, because when they live in a place, it's like their home.
Where is?
So
where are them? Where are them? Where are them?
They come and go.
They come, but what is the person?
I would like to continue with a question. That mattress constitutes part of a bedroom right next to a toilet.
Right.
And you say you're clean. You allow your tenants to sleep in the toilet?
No, sir.
Well, who made up this picture? Is this a falsification?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know where this picture came from?
Anybody in my house.
This is not a picture of your residence? Of a mattress in a restroom?
Sir, I have my dogs.
Oh, your dogs sleep on a mattress with comforters and pillows.
My dogs live in that room. I have three dogs.
Ms. Beltran, listen to me closely.
Yes.
Come to the mic. And not that it'll have impede your hearing or not, but understand that you have been sworn in.
Yes.
Which means that if you are telling us something that is false, you can be found guilty of perjury.
Yes, sir.
And that is punishable.
Yes, sir. I know. I've been studying law.
Okay. I've been
helping all this community for so many years. I've been an interpreter in court for all the community.
Okay. I just want to ask one question again that I asked earlier.
Yes.
Ms. Beltran.
Yes.
Is it possible at any time that you rented one or multiple rooms in your house
at any time? No, sir. No. Impossible. Where is the proof that I did it? Where?
May I?
Wait, it's just my family.
The police report, please. Right here.
It's just my family who lives there.
This one on top.
Nobody can come and visit me because my neighbor thinks that I'm renting. My family, my mother, this has been a headache for me all these years. Nobody can come around my house. Nobody, because the neighbors, they are thinking that I'm renting. That's the problem.
Ms. Beltran, let me ask you, who is...
Ms. Amanda is a hateful person.
Ms. Beltran, the chairman is addressing you. Can you please answer his question?
Can you tell me who Mary DiMatteo or DiMatteo is? DiMatteo. First name again is Mary.
Who?
Who is that?
I don't even know who that person is.
What about David?
Never heard it.
Riccio or Riccio, R-I-C-C-I-O. Who is that person?
Oh, that was my girlfriend's husband. That I know him for more than 20 years.
Has he ever occupied the residence?
No.
What about a Greg Dye, D-Y-E?
Oh, no. I don't know. There are people who... Look, I'm in this town for more than 20 years. Everybody knows me. They call me the mother because I have so much compassion for people.
Okay,
you know?
Ms. Beltran, who is yes. Josephine Quackenbush?
Oh, yeah. Ms. Collins, she knows her. She's my friend for
you,
New
though.
York.
Who yeah. is Josephine Quackenbush?
Yeah, she is a lady who lives sometimes with me. She knows. Ms. Collins met her, and I introduced her to Ms. Yeah.
Ms. Beltran, I believe the vice chairman asked you if anyone has ever occupied your residence, and you said no.
Oh,
the record.
That is my friend that she allows her. She say she okays that a friend of mine can live sometimes in my house.
I
she
asked
said,
you directly.
Yes.
If anyone else resides at your house, and you said no.
Yeah, no. Nobody else. This lady, she comes and goes. She knows her. She okays that that lady can live in my house sometimes. That she can visit. Okay, I want to ask you one question, sir. Not even my family, not even my friends can come sometimes and visit me in my own house? What is this? This is America. This is a free country.
Just for clarification,
I'm being harassed. And this has to finish, you know, because... How in the world you can live in a house when your next door neighbor hates you instead of loving you? You know, in between neighbors you have to love each other, not hate.
Ms. Beltran,
this is not right.
Mr. Chairman, do you
she
see any sense in continuing
in
this?
No, really.
I think we need to get some kind of motion on the floor.
Ms. Beltran, do you agree that any of all of these violations occurred prior to or during on the date of? Notice of violation. Do you agree that some or all of these violations occurred prior to or
I'm sorry. Repeat it again. I didn't understand what you said.
Do you agree with any of the violations that have been noted by Ms. Collins?
If I'm good?
Do you agree that they existed at all? Yes or no?
I spoke with Ms. Collins yesterday.
Yes or no, ma'am?
Do you believe that any of these things that have been reported by Ms. Collins are true?
They're not true because where is the people who live there? Where are they?
Based on the records and information that we've been provided by the inspector and an officer that is sworn and provides services to the city of Daytona Beach, Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in noncompliance.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Borens. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Barbara, what's the city's pleasure?
It's noncompliance. I will be seeking a will find if she does ever become in compliance.
Is she in compliance currently?
No.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware.
How much time would you like to give her to come into
next
compliance?
Time.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion, again, finding the respondent noncompliance and allowing the respondent until our February 2nd, 2011, to come into compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Borens, second by Mr. Harrington. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
Just a quick question, Mr. Chair. The issue at hand is a failure of occupational license.
Oh, sorry.
It's more than that.
Violation has short-term rentals.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're clear. That's it.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Are there any additional questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Once we get her into compliance, Bob, of course, we can impose a will fine. Would you explain to Ms. Beltran what we just did? Away from the mic.
Yeah. Basically, if
thank you, Ms. Skidry.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, if I could just ask the board to make sure Ms. Beltran understands that the only way that this inspector will know that she's in compliance, now she has the burden to show compliance.
Okay.
So she will have to allow the inspector to come into the place and make the determination. It may require some alterations of the manner in which she has the house set up, which includes the removal of the lock, doors, and so forth. And so she'll explain all that to you, but you need to understand that those are your requirements before she can say you're in compliance. And if she doesn't say you're in compliance, this board can fine you up to $1,000 per day.
My question is, sir, do I need a license to
leave? Ms. Beltran, just
myself.
Come forward for me.
My question, gentlemen, is, and ladies, is I do need a license to live in my own house?
You don't.
No. That's what I say. That's what I explained to the lady. I don't need a license to live in my own house. I can live the way I want in my own house. I feel comfortable in my house living the way I live.
Okay. Ms. Collins explained to you earlier that you and one other person.
Me and my family. My mother comes and sometimes can live with me. Can you? Father and mother can come to your house sometimes and visit you?
Ms. Belger.
Can you see? It's all the time the same thing. Yeah.
Do you understand what they are telling you? Do we have a rule that you must call Mrs. Collins and allow her to come in and inspect the house? They have requested that you remove the locks from the doors and have it as a home. So that's what you have to do.
She needs to abide as a single, if she wants to live there and not have a rental occupation license, we do have a family that must be legal according to our Article 2, Section 3 of the Land Development Code. A natural family of one or more persons who are all related to each other by law, blood, marriage, or adoption. In other words, you can't just have friends come and live in the rooms with you. You can live there and you can have one other person to be legal. Or you can have family and children. But you can't rent. You can't have people living in each bedroom with you. Only two unrelated people are allowed to live in your main house. That's you and someone else.
Now my question is, when my parents come for vacation, or my brothers or my cousins come, you people are going to be thinking that I'm renting.
Ms. Beltran, I think you're misunderstanding what Ms. Collins just tried to clarify for you.
Would you listen to the chair? If you listen to the chair, he's going to explain to you the rules that Barbara just gave to you that you chose to ignore. Listen clearly, please.
Okay.
Ms. Beltran, according to the Land Development Code, City of Daytona Beach, as Ms. Collins just stated, you are allowed to, well, your family members are allowed to reside with you.
Yeah, but how I can prove that they're my family?
But Ms. Beltran,
she should love
you're not
me
listening
as
to
a
me.
Neighbor.
Your family members are allowed to stay with you. But other persons who are not related to you are not allowed to live in your residence, except for one other person.
Okay. Now, I'm Spanish, like I told you, right? My boyfriend is American. So if they see an American person, they're going to think that...
That doesn't matter, Ms. Beltran. Your boyfriend can live with you, and other family members can live with you, but you cannot have your boyfriend and someone else who is not related to you living in the residence.
How I can prove it? I will
you have to allow Mrs. Collins or other members of staff of the City of Daytona Beach to come in and inspect the property. You have to allow them to do that.
Ms. Collins went in my house without even my permission.
If she needs to come back, no, she had permission from one of your occupants.
I can.
So one of your relatives allowed her to come in.
That's what I said.
Thank you.
Ms. Collins will give you additional information.
Thank you so much. And have pity for all the people. And share what you have with all the people that they don't have it, like I do, you know? I'm a religious person who loves everybody, even Amanda, who hates me. I love her. Yes, Amanda.
Well, you'll receive blessings for that, I hope. Case number 20,
that's what
CEB.
$100 a week of compassion.
Case number 20 is CEB 1105 Horace R. and Tammy T. Broadnax. Property is located at 572 Magnolia Avenue. Is the respondent here?
No, he was earlier. It's non-compliance, but he just applied a half hour ago for his license. So
next cutoff. Next cutoff.
Yes.
Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent in non-compliance and allowing the respondent until February 2nd, 2011 to bring the property into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a one-time administrative fee of $250. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 21 is CEB 11106, Howard S. Mines and Lori E. Besser. Property is located at 432 South Palmetto Avenue. Is the respondent here? Good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, my name is Howard Mines.
Yes.
I do.
Tom, what can you tell us about it?
Howard Mines.
Tom.
Basically, this I have a complaint. A gentleman here has got a large boat on his house. It's in a redevelopment historical area, so it needs to be put behind the fence line, and he needs to put up a fence. Basically, he had a medical issue, and he's requesting more than a little bit more than 30 days to come in compliance.
Okay. That's all right. We hear from him. I'll ask you what your position is regarding that request. Mr. Mines.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What would you like to tell us?
I've been in communication with Tom. He's been very patient with me. Unfortunately, when I began correcting the issue, I was hospitalized. Halifax Hospital. I have discharge papers, photographs of the damage to me. And at this point, I'm improving. I'm working with Tom to correct the issue. As you can see, it's proud of this motorboat. And it will be able to go in the rear yard of the house. It just takes some preparation. I'm physically able to, and as the weather permits, I will get it moved to the proper location.
And how long do you think it might take? Do you think 30 days should be an sufficient amount of time, based on your condition?
Based on my condition and weather, I would really appreciate 60 days if that's at all possible.
Tom, what do you think?
No objection.
Thank you, Tom.
Mr. Mines, do you agree that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
The answer is yes, with a stipulation. At one time, and I don't even know if it's no longer in existence, in this particular location, the laws allowed you to have an RV vehicle or a boat at the side of your house as long as it would remain behind the front line of the property. We've been in communication as a neighborhood and as a group with other citizens and property owners that have similar issues with our local representative at the time was Sheila McKay. And we were working jointly to try to understand if there were changes, if they do apply, and if they were going to be reneged or repealed. So I understand now I'm in non-compliance, but all along I thought I was in compliance.
Okay. Tom, would you like a progress report as well?
He's been communicating with us.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in non-compliance and allowing respondent until March 2nd, 2011 to come into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a plan for $1,000.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We've allowed you until March 2nd, 2011, Mr. Mines, to bring the property into compliance. If you have any problems, could you communicate with Mr. Klee?
Yes, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate the assistance.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Case number 22 is CEB 11107, Jasper Property Investments, LLC. The property is located at 314 Hobart Avenue, and that is in compliance as of January 5th, 2011. Case number 23 is CEB 11108, Merrill Properties, LLC. Property is located at 380 Jefferson Street. Is respondent here?
He was. He did leave.
What'd you like to tell us, John?
He left me a phone message last night, and he came in this morning. He has applied for his occupational license, and the rental inspection is scheduled for next week. So ultimately, it is not compliance next cutoff. He should be okay.
Chair would entertain a motion found the respondent non-compliance and allowing the respondent until February 2nd, 2011 to come into compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine. One-time administrative fee of $250. Is such a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Brown. Second by Mr. Harrington.
Mr. Smart.
Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 24, CEB 11109, is in compliance as of January 3rd, 2011. Case number 25, CEB 11110, is also in compliance as of December 22nd, 2010. Is there any miscellaneous business that any member of the board would like to bring forward?
Did everyone get their letters for the dinner?
Luncheon.
Okay.
Is this the first time they've done that?
No.
When did they do the last one? Mrs. Hines?
I've been to three when I was on the Barron's board.
Right, I've been on the board for years and never was.
I've been to three.
Was there one last year or was it the year before?
Yeah. I don't think it was Well, I didn't get a notice last year, but the year before. Yeah, they did. I guess they did have something last year.
I remember Cheryl was over development services.
I think they did some at the boat or something last year.
Something at the yacht club.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was last year.
Because I went down there,
This year's done anything
else. I don't know if I went last year.
Yeah, it was last year.
It's a lot of people. I think 21st, Friday, 21st.
Is there any other miscellaneous business by maybe members of staff?
I think 5 or 5:30.
It's really very nice.
I don't like it. They just dress informally, I guess. I have a question for you. One of these here. And,
you just want to say something?
What the heck? I marked
yes.
In here.
I guess we're adjourned.